Here's our main man. He's been along for the ride for a long, long time. He was at Oracle last night. He had a great call with Matt Devlin. Here's Jack Armstrong. How you feeling today, Jack?
I'm feeling good. Just landed a few minutes ago, so doing great.
So where are you, back in Buffalo or in Toronto?
No, I'm in Toronto. I'm actually going to drive home, and I'll come back in again on Sunday and get ready for the parade on Monday. So, I hopped on an MLSE charter this morning. Thank God Matt Devlin came to my room and banged on my door to woke me up because, after the game, as you guys know, we're on the air for like an hour and a half, 2 hours of live TV and all that other stuff. And so by the time you get done and then you show up at the party, and there was a great party last night, everyone else is in full party mode, and so you got to catch up a little bit. That's a lot of work in and of itself, you know?
Well, how rattled were you?
I did the best I could, and then I had to have Matt banging on my hotel room door this morning to make sure I got to the bus on time.
How rattled were you, Jack, when Chris Bosch threw you that case of Coors Light and you were told that you couldn't drink on the air?
I was pretty upset. I mean, there are standards, and then there's an element of celebration that needs to go into it, too. We can't all be, so stuffy all the time.
Right.
Know?
No, I'm with you on that, man. I would have loved to see that go down last night. It was an interesting view for me. I mean, I guess I'll come at it from my own perspective because I was at my house. So I'm watching what's going on at Oracle with you guys, and then I'm tracking what's going on downtown in Toronto. What was it like for you, after the game, after they had won the title, and were you keeping your eye on what was happening back in Toronto? Because it was a pretty incredible scene last night.
Well, we were on live TV for so long. The only time I really got a chance to look was, what was being showed to us on television. And then during commercial breaks, people would take out their phone and show a picture, or a video, and it was mind-boggling. So, it was just fabulous that everyone out in the city having a great time, and it's just so nice to see. I'm so happy for everybody, and it was just a tremendous celebration. And you guys know this. As much as it would have been great to win Game 5 at home, for me personally, I think it's so much sweeter winning on the road. I mean, it's because you're up against so much more. And to win all four games you played there this year, one in regular season and three in postseason, is against a great team, is a remarkable accomplishment. And I think to me, that made it that much sweeter. And to be, at a party last night outside, having a cold beverage and smoking a cigar and looking out on the Bay Bridge, that's pretty cool, man. And you did it on the road. So it was a special feeling.
With Jack Armstrong, is there one moment throughout this playoff run that resonates more with you than any other? Which moment will be the one you'll never forget?
Remember Kawhi's shot, obviously, in Game 7 against Philadelphia. Two things jump out at me that were incredible, and that is Game 4 in Philly, you're down 2-1, and you're fighting for your life, and you got to win that game. And then the other one would be Game 5 in Milwaukee, where Kawhi just literally takes over a game in the fourth quarter. But those two jump out, and they're both road games. I guess I'm a former coach. I love that stuff. But I think, when you got so many of the elements against you and you overcome it in tipping point games, like defining moments, signature moments, if Kawhi doesn't make that shot against Philly, you still have overtime. Now, who knows if you'll win, but you still have it. Whereas, the drama of, hey, if you lose to Milwaukee, you're down 3-2, oh boy. If you lose to Philly, you're down 3-1, oh boy. So, and you got to do it on the road. Those are the two things that jump out at me, which are remarkable.
Jack, what do you think about keeping the band together here? There's been a big discussion throughout the city. I was out at my golf course today, and people were saying they don't care if this person leaves or that person leaves. They got the championship. wouldn't it be nice to kind of keep this group together and try to take another crack at this?
Oh, I think it would be great if you can. You know, and as you know, players have the right, collectively bargaining as independent contractors, to do what they wish. And I totally respect that. And, you know, I hope every one of them makes as much as they possibly can and has as much security as they can. So with that being said, if there's an opportunity to try to keep these guys together, I would love to see that happen. I think that's a discussion that'll start to happen probably in the next 48 hours after they get back from Vegas and the dust, and maybe even not until after the parade. But I'm sure Masai Ujiri and Bobby Webster are already working on that. And, you know, they've been working on it all year in terms of laying the groundwork. And they completely and totally, to the letter of the law, understand exactly what they can and can't do in terms of the salary cap, luxury tax, all the different implications and the moving parts. So, you know, they've done a phenomenal job as a management ownership group. And the commitment's there to win. And to me, I think they'll do whatever it takes to try to win again.
With Jack Armstrong, you were sitting there courtside last night. What was running through your mind when Steph Curry got that shot off with about 5-7 seconds left on the clock?
The first thing was, it was a bit of an errant throw and a tough catch. And the minute I saw it, I was like, "It's going to be as great as he is. That's going to even be a little tougher shot for him than normal." I know it was a set play, but I thought he had to kind of catch it a little off balance. And he's one of the all-time greatest off-balance shooters I've ever seen. But a lot of his off balance comes from him doing it himself off the bounce. And you try to change his release point so he's still able to maneuver and get the shot off. But when you're trying to do it off the catch and the ball's coming cross court at you, and defenders are flying at you, it's a tough shot. And the concern I had was not only the shot, but you got to rebound it, right? And they found a way.
Well, how wild was that for you, Jack? I mean, it was incredible, the camera, because when Draymond Green went to the floor, the camera they were using was courtside, but on the other side of the court. So you were in the picture. And Draymond's calling timeout, and I can see you yelling, "He doesn't have a timeout. He doesn't have a timeout." And, you know, then it's reviewed, and then the inbound, and then they review the foul. It felt like the final 2 seconds of the game took about 20 minutes. Did it feel like that from your perspective?
Yeah, actually for me, I like that because I'm a basketball guy, and I want to talk ball. You know, if it was a 10-point lead and all that, then it's kind of like, and I don't mind being a storyteller, the big picture, let's put it all in perspective and yada, yada, yada. That's for after the game, for me personally. But in game, I like talking ball, you know, and I think that's a great story to tell too. And I think too often in our business, we get so caught up in the entertainment side of it, and we lose track of the nuts and bolts of watching a baseball game or a hockey game or a football game or a basketball game, like the actual game. And so I enjoyed the fact that there was a lot of stuff to really comprehend and think about and dissect, and Steve Kerr and Nick Nurse had decisions to have to make, and I think that's really cool stuff.
Well, it was an incredible night. It's been an incredible run. And
Jack, we got to ask, what's the ring situation? Do you, Jack Armstrong, get a ring?
I sure hope so. I don't have a clue. I literally haven't asked anybody yet. I would hope so. I mean, I've been here for 21 years. I would hope. But I have no idea. I don't have a clue about that. And we've been just so busy the whole, with the game and then the post game stuff and then the party and then getting on a plane and getting off a plane. And so I hope so. And it's great. And I think that, I know you guys have a tradition in hockey with the Stanley Cup, and And the NBA of late is starting to do a little bit more with that now with the Larry O'Brien Trophy, and guys are taking the trophy around and all that. And so I'm really happy for our players and coaches to be able to do that.
Get Jack a ring.
Yes.
It would be a massive injustice.
We're starting that.
Jack, get us a ring, too.
Yeah, and while you're at it, throw us on a, you know, like way lesser value and not nearly as nice.
Cubic zirconia ring.
We'll take anything.
Bubblegum.
Except for
the only thing I know is the guys in the NBA that I know that have been with championship teams all got rings, broadcasters. So
there you
I would imagine. I don't have a clue, though. I don't know how any of that stuff works. And as they say, I just work here.
Well, we'll find a way to make that happen. If we have to get a GoFundMe page going for Jack, we'll do it. Great stuff. Great call last night, buddy. We're all down at the parade on Monday, so we'll see you downtown on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, awesome. I look forward to seeing you guys on Monday. That'll be terrific. We might have to have a beverage together.
Oh, that is allowed on radio. You don't have to. No one has to know about it. That's the beauty of radio.
Really? I never knew that about radio. Really? That's unusual.
Yeah, well, it may not necessarily be legal, but
we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. It's a parade. We're all going to celebrate on Monday.
I can't wait. Great to see you. Great to chat with you guys, and I'll see you on Monday.
You got it. There he is, the legend himself, and a ring has to be sent his way.
Yeah, for sure.
Jack Armstrong.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's a must.